Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, definitely went to the animals. First, rats.
We spent way too much time talking about rats.
Rats and their mating habits.
Oh, gosh.
Then dogs.
And the things they shouldn't eat, which was amazing.
It really was.
It really was.
Yeah, we had group therapy. We had setting the bar stories.
So much. And Throwback Thursday. Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
Yesterday, the announcement for Bourbon and Beyond was released. The axe, I'm telling you, we're going to get crotch-grabbing, back-flipper Benson Boone.
That is amazing news. I feel like he can't do a performance without doing flips. Like
that's his thing.
One, yeah.
That's
if
his
he ever
thing.
Does one and tries not to flip, then they're going to boo.
Benson Boone going to be there. Fish. You know the band Fish?
Yeah.
They haven't been in Kentucky since the 90s. So
I was going to say, how long have they been around?
They've been around since the mid-80s.
My cousin was in a VW van and followed them for a while.
My brother-in-law has probably seen Fish over 100 times.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a cult.
Yeah, I was going to say, Fish heads are definitely a thing. And
yeah.
Fish going to be...
They're like deadheads.
Headlining Noah Kahan.
Yeah.
Noah Kahan, Sturgill Simpson, The Lumineers, Jack White, Cage the Elephant.
Ringo Starr and Pat Benatar.
Well, Ringo Starr from the Beatles.
Doctors.
Yes. Goo Goo Dolls, Third Eye Blind, Foreigner.
Yeah. Colby Calais, Gin Blossoms, Gavin DeGraw. Wow. It's all over the place.
Right. The announcement yesterday is making a lot of people here happy. Attendance may have gotten over 200,000 last year for the 4-day festival.
What was the weather like? I can't remember.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Okay.
It was hot. It was very hot.
Yeah.
Don't you remember?
Oh, now I remember. That's Teddy Swims, right?
Yes,
that's your Teddy Swims picture moment.
That is the Maren Morris and Teddy Swims being late for the interviews for both.
The sweat stains.
And then the awkward sweat stain with Teddy Swims.
Oh, that's iconic.
It was right there on my crotch. So
that was unfortunately placed.
Yeah, I was actually kind of happy that he did not win a Grammy Award the other night, because I was fearful that I was going to have to post my picture again with Teddy.
Yeah.
Like, hey,
if
congratulations.
We can just not talk about Teddy anymore, so
congratulations,
Ben doesn't have to post a picture again.
To Teddy Swims, Grammy winner here. Here's my photo with him.
Here's my moment with him.
Never mind the wet stain that's on my pants.
Just don't look at it. It's not even there. You know what? We could have just cropped it. Just do like waist up.
I mean, we're doing it injustice.
We are.
We would do it injustice. Everybody would know, and they'd be like, "Why can't we see the rest of the photo, Ben?"
Well, it's the insiders know. The insiders.
Yeah. So pretty cool. We're going to have some tickets to give away for that weekend passes very soon. So be listening for that. All right, on 99.7 DJX. But yeah, this is a great thing for Louisville, by the way. Bourbon and Beyond, and then Louder Than Life is coming too. But yeah, Bourbon and Beyond just announced yesterday.
So a lot of September, people go for the bourbon.
Yeah, September 11th through the 14th.
Music.
You've got chefs like Chef Ed Lee, Chris Santos, Chef Amanda Freetag, and all these bourbon experts and everything, top chefs. It's certainly an adventure and something that we have been blessed to have here in this fine city. So be listening for your chance to go on us here soon on 99.7 DJX. All right, so we got to get to a lot of stuff today on the show, including misconnections this hour. So we'll get to some of those.
I mean, love can strike maybe in an airport bar. Or at the gas station.
Yeah, gas station.
You just
got to
be
know.
Ready for it.
You got to be ready. Yeah. Setting the bar story. Then we'll get to a feel-good story coming up next.
An Ohio bus driver spotted smoke coming from the homes of two students that ride his bus and sprang into action.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to a feel-good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
So an Ohio school bus driver, retired police officer, Army vet Todd Morris, ran into a burning house on his route. Now, he was actually coming back from an errand. He wasn't actually driving the school bus that day.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Noticed the smoke where two elementary kids that ride his bus live. Now, he knew school was out due to cold temperatures. Mm-hmm. Was afraid they might be home. Mm. So he kicked down the door to check while calling 911.
I was in the right place at the right time. I did what anyone else would do. With my background in law enforcement and the military, I literally do call the kids on my bus. They're my kids. I watch out for them at least 2 hours a day. And I know every kid on my bus. Every kid has a nickname. I knew that we were out of school that day. My first thought was to get to my kids.
Dude kind of sounds like Cuba Gooding Jr.
He does a little bit. Doesn't look anything like him.
No, probably not. But
yeah.
He kind of sounds like Cuba Gooding Jr.
I mean, but with that kind of a background, like you said, yeah. I mean, yeah. Fortunately, nobody was home except for the two family dogs, Lady and Cash. And he did get them out safely.
Oh, good.
And the homeowner was just blown away that he was willing to risk his life like that. Like he went back in to double check.
You know,
that nobody was in there, like sleeping or something.
Emergency personnel will probably say that's dumb. Don't do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, 1,000% because he didn't have any proper equipment, anything like that.
Right.
But a GoFundMe campaign has been set up for the family. You can see the rest of the story at WDJX.com.
It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX this Sunday, the big Super Bowl, and a lot of people getting excited for that. One of the things that you may have heard about is the Puppy Bowl.
Of course.
Which I will give a shout out to the Kentucky Humane Society, who has a couple dogs playing in the Puppy Bowl.
That's amazing. And so I have to bet that that's going to be a selling point in trying to find them a home, right?
Colonel the Beagle and Julep, the first ever St. Bernard mix.
Wow.
Representing the Kentucky Humane Society at the Puppy Bowl.
That's amazing.
Yeah, which takes place before the game, 2:00 Eastern. And you can see that like a bunch of different places, but like Animal Planet, Discovery, and all that stuff. But yeah, Puppy Bowl. So that's pretty cool, right? Yeah, Puppy Bowl. Now, the number one food for the Super Bowl, what do you like to have?
Oh, like chips and dip or something like that.
Chips and dip?
Yeah, I'm a dip person.
Yeah, I mean, we're kind of classic with wings, and my wife will make little sliders.
Oh,
which,
delicious.
Buffalo chicken dip.
Does she use like the Hawaiian rolls?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I could knock back probably about a dozen of those things.
Well, because they're little, so you can eat like a million and it's fine.
Yeah. They only count for part of it.
Exactly. You need like four. And it's like one normal size, right?
In Kentucky, it's buffalo wings. That's the, well, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio. I mean, all the surrounding. Favorite snack is buffalo wings. And I get that. Sure. Wings are easy to eat. Chips, nachos, pizza, charcuterie boards.
Charcuterie.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Potato skins.
Maybe on a football-shaped board.
There you go. Yeah. You can get real creative with how you set it up, too.
Absolutely.
Right? All right. What happens when you find someone that you really take an interest in, but you don't get their name or number? What do you do?
Well, if they are out of your life, then you got to do a little love Hail Mary, do a typey-typey, send it off to the internet. We find it and shine a big old spotlight on it.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Ladies first.
Sure.
The flight delay of love.
Okay.
It's a woman for man. Our flights were delayed. We were just two strangers stuck in an airport bar waiting for our flights.
Mm.
You were charming, funny. I told you looked a little like Kevin Hart.
Okay.
Plus, you seemed just as outraged as I was about the $18 airport sandwich.
Oh, no.
I was 30 minutes deep into a questionable life decision involving my second lukewarm margarita. We seem to bond over our mutual hatred of layovers, and you were telling me this complicated story about your elderly neighbor, a hamster, and a bag of oranges.
What?
Just then, disaster struck.
Oh, no.
My flight got called, and in my panic, I grabbed my bag, waved awkwardly, see you later, and basically ran away like some lunatic escaping a crime scene.
Oh, no.
Somewhere over in Nebraska, it hit me. I never got your name.
Oh, no.
If you're out there, my short king, let's reconnect. I can't wait to hear the ending of your Nana Hamster Orange story.
Nana Hamster Orange story. Now I want to hear that.
That sounds riveting. Like, I need to know what's going on.
Story of your elderly neighbor, a hamster, and a bag of oranges.
What in the world is going on there?
I know. All right. I'm invested.
We're never going to know, though.
We're never going to know. It's
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Man for woman, I was your hurricane hero.
Wow.
I was letting my Ford Fiesta have a little drink at the gas station last weekend when the skies opened up and a downpour with hurricane-like strength came pouring down.
Oh, that's bad timing.
You were walking by, soaked, stunning, I must say, and struggling with a broken umbrella like it personally betrayed you.
That is the worst, yes.
I saw you take cover under the roof of the gas station while you cursed like my grandma at your umbrella.
Grandma's got a potty mouth.
I was the guy who gallantly handed you my Garfield I Hate Mondays umbrella. I keep in my back seat.
Where in the world did he find that?
I like some kind of discount rom-com protagonist.
Wow.
You gave me a look and said, "Are you effing kidding me?" Then you laughed. And we bonded for a second over our shared defeat against Mother Nature.
Yeah.
And then, just as I was going to ask you your name, you said thanks and ran off into the storm.
Where is she going?
Wow. Like frickin' Mary Poppins. You tossed up the peace sign with your fingers and bolted.
What? Peace out. Going into the hurricane.
I'm over here thinking I'm heroic because I gave you my umbrella.
Same.
And you, miss, are the true hero. I need to know, did the umbrella survive?
Probably not.
Did you?
We're hoping.
I haven't been able to get you off my mind. How can I see you again, or...
Oh, you're never.
Or should I continue to hope for another apocalyptic storm to blow you into my life like that hot nanny MP?
What? Mary Poppins the hot nanny?
Mary Poppins threw up the deuces and ran.
Peace out. Yeah, I don't think there's going to be much hope.
Oh, my gosh.
Of that blown back into his life. Dang it, though. What a moment.
I'll tell you, this Missed Connections had a hamster, a bag of oranges, an elderly neighbor, a Garfield I Hate Mondays umbrella, and a reference to Mary Poppins.
Hang on, I'm looking up where I can get me a Garfield I Hate Mondays umbrella.
All right.
Oh, there's some on eBay.
Of course. There you are. It is
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Setting the bar, Kelly.
An example of what not to do.
Yeah, you know, look, I get it. We say on the show all the time, especially when we have people competing for prizes on our show, that sometimes you freeze up. Your brain goes blank when the spotlight is on you.
Yes.
So really, I'm not necessarily saying this is a setting the bar in the sense that, oh, this person is just a terrible person. It's just these things happen.
Right.
Right? So if you can manage to make it through the day without thinking the country of Spain is located in the United States, you're doing okay.
Oh.
Specifically New England.
Oh, goodness.
Now, this Family Feud contestant's answer has been making the rounds. And of course, Steve Harvey had some fun with it.
Well, they had their family and friends and everybody they know probably watching.
Name a U.S. state that is part of New England.
Spain.
I mean, look, it happens,
She didn't even hesitate,
Nope.
Oh, I know this one's Spain.
Name a U.S. state that is part of New England. Spain.
Rob.
Dang it. Are you sure?
Now listen.
Can we check a map?
Now listen. We're all making fun. We're all having a good laugh. Right. Kelly, can you name, of the six states that make up New England, could you name
Maine.
Four of them?
Maine, New Jersey, New York.
New Jersey is not one.
Oh, it's not one?
No. And,
oh, then is New York?
No.
Oh.
You got
in New England?
Yes.
I got Maine right?
You got Maine.
Delaware? Connecticut?
Connecticut.
Vermont?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so you got three.
Okay.
Where, Massachusetts.
Wait. But let's go back to New York and New Jersey. What are they considered?
East Coast.
Oh, okay.
New England is just above them.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Kind of East Coast, New England.
At least I didn't say Spain or Australia.
You did not. You are winning there. All right. So again, look, these things happen.
Yes.
They happen.
They do.
You know, we'll post the video up at Ben and Kelly Show on X. But yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day, look, hey, we all get nervous.
Yeah.
We all make those quick judgment errors and your mind goes blank and the first thing that comes to your head, Spain.
Yes. Well, I'll admit one of the dumbest things I've ever said, a couple of the dumbest things I've ever said. My daughter was sharing that several weeks ago. Uh-huh. She said that the dishwasher leaked water.
Yeah.
And then I asked her, did you clean it up? Which I would know because there's no longer water on the floor.
Oh.
And she's like, no, Mom, I didn't clean it up. Look at all the water that's on the floor right now. It's been sitting there for a couple of weeks. I'm like, you're right.
Yeah, that was really dumb. See, sometimes you just say things before you really think them through.
And then I realized we were talking about my mom and my sister. We were sitting there talking. She's like, yeah, we were talking about the fact that my mom was 30 when she had my sister.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you were 30 before you had your first kid?
Not knowing that you were the actual
first
kid.
I am actually the first kid.
Right.
And I'm 4 years older than my sister.
Right. Sure. I get it.
We left by a half hour after about that. That's dumb. One of the dumbest things I've ever said.
Hey, I get it.
We say dumb things sometimes.
That happens. Yes. Listen to this show on a weekly basis and you'll understand. Yeah,
yes.
That happens. So anyways, there's your Setting the Bar story. Here on 99.70 JX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Thank goodness we're not on national television.
Look, we are not above admitting when we're wrong, either.
1,000%. What are we wrong about?
Well,
are we admitting that right now? What do we do?
Slightly wrong, and we need to make a correction on a stupid fact of the day.
Got it.
All right.
Upon further research?
Yes.
Yes.
There was something said that needs to be corrected.
That was late yesterday. You might have missed it, so this could be new information for you right now.
Yeah, so new to you. All right, that's coming up. Ready for a stupid fact of the day, Kelly?
Let's do some learning.
All right, this is where, you know, look, we find items that could be fascinating. Learning, in the quest to learn more things.
Knowledge.
Like to pass it along to you.
Is power.
Yeah. Think about, you have two kids.
Yeah.
Want any more?
No, we're good. We shut down the factory.
I have three kids.
Yeah.
Same deal.
More?
Don't want more.
Okay.
We're good.
You haven't shut down the factory, though.
Nope.
Good luck. You've been rolling those dice for a long time.
Sorry, not to go too far off the tangent, but...
OMG. OMG.
Couple weeks ago, when my wife got the visitor, we were like, all right, because there was a little bit of a scare.
OMG.
There is a little bit of a scare.
You are like two kids. making bad choices still, aren't you?
Okay. And we're married.
That's great.
And we're married.
That's great.
Anyway, stupid fact of the day.
Okay, back
to the... Talking kids.
Yes, okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Rats.
Offspring. Rats?
Rats may be the most impressive breeders on the planet.
Rats are impressive breeders? Why are we calling them impressive?
15,000 descendants in 1 year.
For like one little rat couple?
One little rat couple could have the potential to produce 15,000 kids in 1 year.
I'm going to say bless her heart. Like, how many times are we giving birth? That's not all at once.
No, not all at once. How many rats are in a litter? Will you look that up real quick?
Okay.
Well, so, you know, obviously New York City is famous for its rat population, right?
Uh-huh.
And probably Paris, another city that's famous for its rat population.
Ratatouille. Yeah. If we've learned anything, and they're awesome chefs. If we learn anything
from Ratatouille, they can be fantastic chefs.
Okay, a rat litter typically has 6 to 12 pups, but can range from 5 to 18.
Yeah, so...
Oh, wow. Oh, and there's a picture.
Yeah, so basically rats reach their sexual maturity at 2 to 3 months old.
And they can become pregnant again within hours of giving birth.
Yeah. So what's the gestation period of from fertilizing to birth? Can you figure that out?
Oh, okay, hang on.
Because literally New York is trying to figure out birth control programs for the rats.
Okay. All right, here we go. Gestation period for rats. Okay, about 21 to 24 days.
Okay, so about theoretically, every 21 days, a rat couple could be popping out 18 rats. And think of...
And then hours later, she's back.
That's
back
right.
Back in the saddle.
So literally every 21 days.
Oh my goodness. That's
20 rats.
That's busy.
Yes.
That's very busy.
Could you even imagine?
No.
I mean we had friends once who got pregnant like when she shouldn't have.
Well, yeah, my sister's youngest are 12 months apart.
Yeah, exactly. It's like she shouldn't have gotten pregnant but literally got pregnant weeks after having a baby. So,
I am just my head spinning over this. It is really spinning.
There you go.
So they're trying to do birth control.
Yeah.
In New York City,
they're trying to diminish
hearts.
That
because they know that it's mean. You can't like kill them off.
So
this is the next step is to try to sterilize them.
I don't know.
Here, eat these little pellets.
Yeah, I was gonna say giving them little pellets or whatever. All right, so there you go. That's your stupid fact of the day.
That's aggressive breeding. That is aggressive breeding.
Yep.
Every 24 days we're popping out, and then hours later we can be pregnant again.
I mean, we have the phrase, you know, like doing it like rabbits.
Maybe it should be rats.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound as cute and fuzzy, though.
I know, it doesn't quite sound as cute.
Right.
Oh, man, they're doing it like rats.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow.
Doing it like rats.
Oh.
That just sounds so weird.
15,000 in a year.
Yeah. So there you go. That's your stupid fact of the day.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. Here on 99.7 DJX.
It's a lot to process.
Yeah. Yeah. You're welcome.
Wow.
Good morning, friends. It's 99.7 DJX. Yeah. Let's get to a feel-good story. All right. We do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
I mean, sometimes these feel-goods come out of scary situations. And we got a couple of situations where some kids were pulled out of icy ponds. First of all, an officer pulled an 11-year-old out of an icy pond when he was trying to cut across on his way home from school a couple of days ago. He was checked out back at school, caught on, you know, police body cam. Then we go to Virginia. Two kids, 16 and 12, fell through the ice on a pond, couldn't get out. Luckily, the 12-year-old, Jackson, already had an iPhone. It was in his pocket, got wet, had no service, but still allowed him to call 911. But then they had to hang on to fragile ice for 10 minutes before first responders were able to get them out. ABC 13 in Bowling Green has Jackson and his mom, Alyssa, talking about the scary situation, but notice how mom starts.
I had caught the boys on the pond earlier in the day, and I told them that it wasn't safe and to stay off the pond.
There was no way I was going to pull them out. So we both fell in about the same time. It was less than like 30 seconds before I was in with him. I couldn't feel anything from my neck down. I barely could walk, but whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger, I guess.
I guess, but did you notice how mom's just like, I told him not to, and he had to learn the lesson the hard way, but she says she was grateful her son thought for about sure. having the phone in his back. She realizes it could have turned out much differently, and she was very thankful for that, and yes, the boys learned their lesson the hard way. You can see those stories at WDJX.com.
I feel like we're going to have to address something again. It's 99.7 DJX.
Again.
So we had a stupid fact of the day. We talked about it yesterday about rats and 15,000 babies in the span of a year. Now, yesterday I thought, okay, it's a pair of rats. They have babies and their babies have babies and their babies then have babies and that spreads to 15,000. But apparently
so it's the lineage,
apparently according though to, the New York City Council article, it's one pair could have the potential to produce 15,000 descendants. So we started mathing this
and it didn't seem to be mathing every 20 days,
20, babies. And there are several people who have reached out to us via text. Your math ain't mathing.
Listen, it wasn't really all math. to be honest, we went with what the article said.
Shanna was like, guys, that rat math ain't mathing. And
okay,
then Laura from Shelbyville is like, y'all got me over here trying to figure out how many babies a rat would have by Derby if a rat got pregnant on January 1st. And another person, your rat math ain't mathing. Every 24 days, about once a month, 18 to 12 definitely does not equal 15,000 a year.
All right, listen, we're not mathematicians. No.
Sometimes we just put too much trust in things we read.
That's right. I mean, it sounded aggressive.
The article is telling us
that a pair of rats can produce 15,000 offspring in a year.
But see, that was where my... Listen, this is where my logical brain went yesterday.
Okay.
Yesterday when we were talking about this, and listen, we've given way too much airtime.
We have.
To rats.
And they're mating.
We have.
And you didn't even play the sounds of what that might sound like.
Doesn't matter.
You didn't even go there.
No. We didn't need it, though.
We're still trying to math about it, though.
So yesterday when I talked about it, you called me on that, too.
Yes, and I was like, well, how many per birth?
And I was like, no.
Is it one baby mama?
I said, well, it's got to be this. To reach 15,000, my logical... half a semester of pre-med brain.
Their kids and their kids and their kids?
Yes. Like, all right, mom and pop have babies.
Yeah.
Those babies then get busy and have babies because their gestation time is only like a couple weeks. And then those babies have babies and then you see the boom, 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 boom.
But that's not what the New York City Council article said.
Yeah. And honestly, I clicked on the link to try to get more information and it's behind a paywall and I didn't want to pay. So,
okay.
So that's where my...
Well, this is the line though. It says rats are prodigious breeders with one pair having the potential to produce 15,000 descendants in a year.
Yeah. So again...
So I guess the descendants is the key word because that must go back to their kids and their kids.
That makes more sense.
Okay.
I'm glad that we've unpacked this.
We've spent a lot of time unpacking it.
and we've reached 2 days. Our own conclusion on rat mating.
It's just a lot. And also we're glad we don't live in New York City with all of those rats.
Or Paris.
Ooh wee wee.
And by the way, if you're new to the show, welcome.
Thank you for keeping us in check with your math abilities. Well, we don't have those.
Welcome to the show. Sometimes we deviate and we go down these wormholes.
Way more complicated than we ever anticipated. Like, we see a sentence like that, we're running with it. Like,
listen.
15,000 sounds like a lot.
We have other texts that are rolling in. Are rats even monogamous? Maybe 15,000 is a rat zaddy.
Rat zaddy.
coming through going, hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey,
see,
baby.
I don't know, like, how, with the lady rats, how many times they're giving
are
birth.
Are rats monogamous?
I don't know. Are they, like, ratting around? I don't understand.
Oh, shoot. All right.
Those are all valid questions that we are no longer going to spend any more time researching because I can't.
Okay.
I just can't. I just don't even want to.
All right, hey, coming up next.
Rat Zaddy is fantastic.
I like the Rat Zaddy. Thank you, Cassie, for that. Okay, group therapy time.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
This kind of tugs at my mama heart. Hey, Ben and Kelly, I have a 4-year-old that is loving and sweet and funny and just a joy. But I've noticed something the last few weeks when I pick her up at daycare. A lot of the time, she's sitting playing by herself, while other kids are either with another kid or in a group. Mm-hmm. And at first, I didn't think much of it, but I've noticed it's kind of become a regular thing. Mm-hmm. I honestly can't remember a day that I've picked her up where she's with another group. Sometimes she's playing with a teacher, but never with another kid. Mm-hmm. So last night, I went to pick her up, and all the kids were coloring either in groups or with another kid, and she was coloring by herself all alone at a table. I don't know if it bothers her, because when she saw me, she's happy, ran over to give me hugs, but it kind of broke my heart to think that she's 4 years old coloring by herself. I know neither of you currently have kids that age, but did either of your kids go through something like this? Do any other moms have this thing going on at daycare? And if you're a daycare teacher, does this mean they don't have any friends? I know it's probably not a big deal, something she will grow out of, but it just kind of hurts my heart to think of her playing by herself most of the day. Annie.
I mean, other than just talking to the teacher and saying, hey, does she ever socialize? Does she socialize? Does she hang out with kids?
Yeah, does she get along with
friends,
others?
Things like that? Does she have that sort of interaction with other kids? I mean, other than that, maybe your daughter just likes to color alone. Like, and have that moment of zen amongst herself, because I gotta imagine that preschool, daycare, that could be chaotic.
Exactly.
And maybe it's like her almost zoning out of the chaos.
It could be. Lindsay says, my little boy gets overstimulated. He doesn't know that term, but that's basically what he describes to me by kids at school sometimes. And he told me he just takes breaks and does things by himself.
Yeah.
She's 4. She can tell you. So ask her.
Yeah.
And ask the teachers if she's playing with other kids, and ask the teacher if she's inviting her to join groups. I wouldn't worry about it too much unless she tells you they're being mean to her. That's a really good point. And I think, the teacher is going to, they're observing your kids.
Sure, absolutely.
All day long interacting with these other kids. And I feel like that they would tell you if something seemed off to them, because again, that's their world every single day.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think it would be more of an issue. I always was afraid that my kid was going to be the one biting other kids, or being like a little bully.
Yeah.
Because, that's tough too, but that can get you kicked out.
Yeah, I mean, look, my daughters were never in like a daycare. They were in, preschool and kindergarten, obviously. But like, I don't remember.
My kids from 2 months old were in daycare.
I don't remember that being a thing for them once they hit like preschool and stuff.
Yeah, my kids were always pretty social.
Yeah.
They were always loving to play with other kids. But I think it could be that, she's playing with other kids, but by the end of the day, by the time you're picking up, she's kind of exhausted.
Zoned out.
Yeah,
for sure.
It can be a very chaotic situation, but I would absolutely talk to the teacher.
All right. If you've got a story or you got something you want to share, 502-795-1997 is our number. That's why this is group therapy. We all get together. We kind of like help someone out here. So we got a message from Annie. She's a listener. Her 4-year-old is in daycare, and she is worried that she doesn't have friends, just kind of by what she's observed when she picks up her daughter and kind of alone, coloring by herself, doing that sort of thing, wondering if she's going to grow out of it. Is this something that she should be concerned with?
Yeah, so we're kind of thinking, check in with the teacher. See if maybe, by the end of the day, she's just kind of needing a little break from all the chaos, and that could be
it. Yeah, for sure.
Now, Becky says, when my daughter was little, this is on Facebook, and in preschool, she wouldn't play with other kids. Her teacher said even when they were outside during recess, she'd sit by herself while the other kids were playing. A couple of years later, she was diagnosed with selective mutism, which is a form of severe anxiety. She's 18 now, doing much better. Mm-hmm. But again, you know, might be worth a conversation. And then if it's kind of turning out it is like that all day long and she's never playing with the kids, then maybe we have a further conversation with her doctor.
Lauren.
At that age, I don't think they're really expected to necessarily play with other kids. So at that age, they haven't comprehended that. So playing alone, I think it's completely normal at that age.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So nothing that she should really worry about, but maybe check in with the teacher and just be like, hey, you know, is she doing okay with socializing, you know, during the day?
That's right. What she says. Yeah.
Lauren, do you have credentials or are you just a rando that has opinions?
No, I've got a 7 and a 9-year-old, so I have been there.
That's life experience right there.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, my goodness. And then we go back to Facebook for Sarah. My child used to do this. Now she's in college, has one of the highest GPAs. If you're concerned, schedule play dates to socialize. I mean, yeah, if you can do some play dates and then you can observe what's happening and how she's interacting.
Yeah, and, you know, we did get a message from a listener that said, hey, look, in preschool, my son was the spawn of Satan. If there's a problem, I'm sure the teacher would have said something, but talk to them just to ease your mind. My son, now an adult, he's always been a person who kept his friend circle small and didn't run with the crowd all the time. That's not a bad thing. And especially since he graduated high school and some of those kids have gotten into trouble. So, you know, maybe your daughter has a sense about people.
Yes, maybe so she's just like, you know, these heathens are beneath me.
I am
more sophisticated. I'm going to color by myself because I'm an intellectual.
Yes, there you go. Well, hey, hopefully that eases your mind a little bit. But yeah, definitely, you know, speak to the workers. And then, yeah, you know, like we said before, maybe it's just your kid wanting to decompress a little bit from the chaos.
I mean, yeah, it is. It's crazy all day long. And kudos to daycare workers.
Yeah, for sure.
Who can handle that all day long and love on them like we do.
All right. Hey, thank you, Annie. That is group therapy. My dog, Dougal, is a sneaky food thief.
Sure, as most dogs can be.
Most dogs definitely are. Yeah. Just last night, ate, and Zoe was doing some homework and then was waiting to get her dinner. Then we went into the kitchen to get her dinner that my wife had made, and it was gone. He ate it. This is after he had eaten an entire Sicilian pizza that was homemade. That was a couple, I don't know.
They just left on the counter and he jumps. Go.
Yes, he gets his paws up on the counter and he somehow manages to get him back. Paw him back.
Yeah.
This also, you know, he has eaten leashes. He has eaten frisbees. He does not eat clothes. He does not eat shoes. So that is good.
Okay.
Yes.
That's good. But how about table legs?
No, doesn't eat table legs. However, my sister's dogs do eat baseboards.
Yes. So do does eat our dog
table
peaches.
Legs.
Yes.
And in fact, speaking of my sister's dogs, they got into a Costco-sized bag of chocolate-covered raisins.
Oh, that's not good.
And had to have like $3,000 worth of vet visits because their stomachs needed to be pumped because raisins are toxic and so is chocolate toxic to dogs.
And you said, but like what, 10, 12, how many raisins or chocolate?
Yeah, I think the vet said something like 6 to 10 raisins could have been lethal.
Oh,
they pumped
like
200 or some out of their stomachs.
Oh, my gosh.
Because dogs will dog. That's what they will do. Dogs will dog. So wanted to know, what did your dog eat that your dog shouldn't have eaten?
I mean, Peaches, our puppy, she has been the worst out of the three of them, I think, that we can recall. That she's done the baseboard, she's done the chair legs, she's done she ate a couple of Christmas ornaments,
mm-hmm.
like the styrofoam core, unwrapped like the yarn around ate that, pencils, a bracelet last night, a part of a telescope from the spare bedroom. Like, she'll just go like find things in various parts of the house. Like, and she knows like when we're not, she doesn't do this when we're home.
No, of course not. They know.
Yeah.
So we got a text from, we got a picture too. We got a text from Jen who said Baxter ate a light bulb as a puppy. He's okay now, but here's the idiot in question. Oh my gosh.
Mommy.
Matt texted and said, let's just say I found out my neighbors still use condoms based on the gift their dog left us in the yard after we moved in.
Oh my gosh.
Shelby wrote and messaged us and said rocks. I didn't even know she was doing it until she came in from a bathroom break and she threw them up.
Oh gosh. Oh god, text, my dog ate so many remote controls that the company knew me by name when I'd walk in to get a new one. It was back in the day when you had to go into the stores for remotes, and they were not cheap.
Oh, no.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah, Kaylee said my lab ate a dried starfish, then threw it up and ate it again.
Oh, it's the...
my God.
Yeah, our dogs will, like, throw up and then investigate what's this.
What's this?
This looks tasty.
What is this?
What is this? And we have to watch, too, because we have a lot of deer walk through our backyard.
Yeah.
And they will eat deer poo.
Oh, my gosh.
Disgusting.
Now, listen, I'm going to try to edit this because it has bathroom mentioned in it.
Okay.
But Heather said one of our dogs ate a cord that was plugged into the wall. When she did it, it shocked her and literally scared the poo out of her.
Oh, gosh.
And it went everywhere.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh. She's fine. She's alive.
Oh, gosh. Dave said my dog Lumiere.
Lumiere from Beauty and the Beast.
On two different occasions, ate an entire cantaloupe, rind and all. Wow.
Another Jen texted and said, T-Bone, is that the name of your dog? T-Bone, ate a mattress, the drywall, tennis balls. Are you kidding me? Drywall?
Wow.
That's funny because we literally got another one that said, my dog Buster ate my wall. Yes, the drywall. There were a huge hole and I had to have it repaired.
Well, yeah. So we had, my husband had two dogs when I met him, Sadie and Snorts, and Sadie, the yellow lab, ate the linoleum floor in his first house. Like, ate the floor.
We're talking about what your dog shouldn't be eating, right?
And then when I first started dating him, she ate a brand new, I got a set of heels, Michael Kors heels.
Mm-hmm.
And she ate one entire shoe. Only the ring that was on the strap was left.
Oh, no.
And then her butt exploded
on
his new Berber carpeting.
By the way, speaking of a ring, we got a comment on Facebook from a listener. Ate my engagement ring.
No.
Hang on.
Oh, no. And then you have to stalk and wait.
And Amber said that, and she said, "Well, it took some digging, but yes, I did wind up finding it."
Oh, and then how many times do you wash it? How many times do you wash it before you're sure that every crevice is clean?
You show it on your hand. You're like, let me see your ring. Here you go. Misty said, my dog ate a Coke can, two pairs of Beats headphones, a whole tray of frozen garlic bread, and a blooming onion. Which, again, onions dogs aren't supposed to have.
No, they're not. No, they're not. Oh, my gosh. Lisa, my dog ate my blue oil paint tubes. Her poop was blue for 2 weeks.
Sarah left a picture, too, on our Facebook page. Which, by the way, at Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to see it.
Oh, I love the pictures.
The contents of my Lazy Susan while we were out of the country. Oh, jeez.
Oh, you must have had like a dog sitter or something. Oh, my gosh. Emily says, my dog Trainwreck. Is that the name of her dog? Trainwreck used to eat pacifiers, diapers, and underwear.
Well, all right. Well, here, let's pause because we could pause. Oh. Let's pause P-A-W-S.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah,
I see what you did there.
We're going to pause. We'll take some more of your stories coming up here in just a minute.
I love the dog named Trainwreck, though.
I know the dog named Trainwreck is great. On 99.7 DJX. All right, so we'll do another round of this because, my gosh. My gosh.
I have to tell you about Sheldon the Chihuahua.
Sheldon the Chihuahua.
Sheldon.
By the way, these are great names. I love some
dog
of these names too.
Awesome.
All right. It's 99.7 DJX. So what did your dog eat that it shouldn't have? Our buddy JD messaged and said a tube of Neosporin.
Oh.
Pack of Big League Chew, a spicy olive, and a puppy training book all in one sitting.
The puppy training book is like, you know what? You take this book and shove it.
That's right. That's right. I'm going to show where you can put this. Oh, my gosh. Literally, we have hundreds of texts.
This is crazy.
Hundreds of comments.
This is crazy. Literally,
dogs will dog.
Yes, that is what they do. They are trying to just cause as much damage to the house and themselves. Stacy says, my best friend's dog ate my entire order of mango habanero wings when we were out of the room for 5 minutes, bones and all. I came back to a completely empty to-go box, so confused.
Oh my gosh.
Kelly says, my dog ate my daughter's
tampon?
No.
Panties?
No. They were potty training.
Diaper?
No. Poo.
Oh, gosh.
She was excited when she went to the bathroom on her own. I walked in. The dog was licking her lips and no poo was there.
Missy said my Rottweiler ate 15 mechanic sockets and had to have surgery.
What?
Oh my gosh. So the story I like to tell, the day my dad discovered that my sister wore thong underwear was the day that the surgeon took the thong underwear out of his dog's intestines.
Oh my gosh.
Because he ate it.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
There are so many. April said, when I was a kid, my lab would eat the heads off of Barbies. They came out mostly whole in the backyard.
By the way, if you have weed, probably good to keep that away from the dogs because we have so many text messages from dogs eating their pot.
I know. Like weed brownies,
just pot, edibles, all that stuff.
Jesse said, my Chihuahua Sheldon somehow got under the countertop and feasted on whatever he wanted, snacks, cereal, whatever was in the sink, just whatever his little heart desired. He's a drunk 40-year-old in a dog body.
All right. If you want to continue commenting, you can. The thread is on our Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show. And if you want to post a photo of the culprit, you can, because these pictures are adorable. Like Destiny, who said, my Invisalign trays.
Oh, gosh, no.
And it's just the dog going, hi, here I am.
No, that's me.
It's me.
Hi, Mom. Thanks so much for the snack.
Here I am.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep, that's me.
Mama Shark sent a picture of Milo. Oh, he ate paper towels and socks.
Dogs are going to dog, you know?
They are. They're going to dog. And you just have to try to keep them from dogging too much.
right.
Too much.
Help us help you.
Playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Scotty from Shelbyville, you get the first one. Psy Gangnam Style. Yes.
Oh, wow. That's
yes.
Where we're starting. Okay.
Let's roll. Let's Throwback go. Thursday.
Gangnam Style. Open Gangnam Style.
All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
You were doing a dance a little bit, weren't you? You were.
Yeah,
a little bit.
I mean, yeah, you got to. I think you have to.
Even
for
if
sure.
You're driving.
All right. Dr. Erin, she's a longtime texter. We appreciate that. She has a birthday.
Oh.
And she says, please give me something for my birthday. I trust you.
That was your first mistake, Dr. Erin.
Cinderella cut it up one time.
I mean, it would.
What a gift.
It would make sense.
It would.
If your husband did something and gave you a special present.
Let you unwrap him.
Unwrap him! Let's do it!
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me, baby. Let's talk
hey
about
there.
You and
hey there. Let's talk about you. That was last night.
Yes! Woo! Oh, shoot. That's good stuff. All right. You know what? We hope everything worked itself out. All right. Kate said, dragging today, have my caffeine, but give me something to get me going today. Plus, had a request for Pitbull and Kesha. So
this should work.
I feel like this works for both. Throwback Thursday.
It's going down.
Yeah. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX, brought to you by Once Upon a Child.
Got a text.
Yeah.
Let's get some Hannah Montana for this TBT.
Oh, say no more. Say no more.
What is this?
Hannah Montana.
I didn't think that we had
Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana in the library.
All right, we'll do some old school Miley. How about that?
Okay, yes, let's do that. Oh my gosh.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Honestly, I don't remember who requested this.
Samantha had some storms last night. This makes sense, right?
Okay, all right, sure.
Yeah.
We'll do a little Imagine Dragons for you now. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. There's a bunch of songs you haven't heard. Played back to back to back to back.
Michelle from Jeffersonville wants Pussycat Dolls, Don't Ya?
Oh, wow. Okay. I guessed right.
Sassy.
I didn't even read the text.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
You just picked this song and just happened to line up perfectly.
Just happened to line up perfectly. Look at that. Stars aligned for you. Y-Pass student there, 99.7 DJX.
My daughter has taken a liking to the Pussycat Dolls.
There you go.
Yes.
Sure. Andrea says, my daughter's class wants some circus tickets from you guys. So much fun. That's awesome. Wants to hear something from Bruno Mars because she was the one who said she liked his song with Rosé Apaté. Okay.
Apaté?
Well.
Ooh, I got a body full of liquor with a cone sticker.
Great song. Just let it get into it. Bruno knows how to sing.
God.
It's a song about animals. That's all it is.
Oh my God. That's going to the zoo. Appreciating the gorillas. That's what it is, kids.
Oh, all right.
We
throwback.
Love gorillas.
We love gorillas here. Oh, shoot. Amy says, Macklemore, money in my pocket.
Translated to thrift shop.
I love that. Sometimes when you don't know the names of the songs,
you
just have to guess.
The song that says this?
Yeah. Yeah.
We got
it. It's all good.
We got it.
All right. Throwback Thursday. Bunch of songs you haven't heard. Played back to back to back to back. Brought to you by Once Upon a Child. It's 99.7 DJX.
Dookie Brown leather jacket that I found. Dig it. They had a broken keyboard. I bought a broken keyboard. I bought a sick blanket. Then I bought a kneeboard. Hello, my ace man, my Miller. John Wayne ain't got nothing on my fringe game. Hello, I could take some.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. It's a bunch of songs every Thursday.
Renee knows how to play the game.
Okay.
She just copies and pastes the text and keeps texting it and to keep moving it to the front of the line. Like, she knows. She knows how to play. She says, Bella's got a dance competition. She had it last weekend. Placed overall. Would you play Bossy by Khalees?
We got you.
She placed eighth overall. Nice. Good job.
I switched up the beat of the drum. That's right. I brought all the boys to the yard. And that's
diamonds on my grill. Diamonds on my neck. Diamonds on my grill.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Diana rolls in. I just found out I'm pregnant with my third this week. Still trying to process this. Please play something to mentally prepare.
Oh, Diana, you got this.
You got it.
What a blessing.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Man. Wow, we are sassy today.
Listen.
We are sassy today.
Diana was sexed up. It's all good.
Oh, my God, Diana!
It's all good.
Diana!
Oh my gosh, wait.
What? What are you doing?
Hang on.
What are you doing?
Hang on. We'll let this simmer, and then we'll do one more for Diana, oh my too. God. She just found out she's pregnant with her third this week, so trying to process this. Yeah. So, yes, mentally preparing her.
Yeah.
With none other.
Is this Dirty Diana?
Than the King of Pop himself.
Oh, wow.
I mean, but dirty in all the right ways.
I mean, banger.
I mean, but dirty in all the right ways.
This is so strange.
Never make me stay, so take your weight off of me. I know you're not. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Oh, that should help her process her third pregnancy.
We're just trying over here.
We love everything that's happening with you, for you. That's great.
That's right.
Great.
To you. Where were we going with this?
I'm not sure. There are so many. Realtor Keith is checking in.
Okay, well, we're not doing Realtor Keith, so
no,
sorry.
Sorry, you want a California love.
This is different.
Too. She's like, last 2 months have been really crappy for our family. We're on the upswing, but she needed some old school Britney.
Good.
So there you
That's
go.
Good. Yeah,
there
old school go. Britney. Yeah. Are we still for Dr. Aaron, who's having birthday sex, and for Diana, who just got pregnant?
It seems to be a theme.
Ashley literally rolls in and says, I think Pony would fit this morning's theme well. Also, got a shout out to a listener who moved here from Arizona. Wanted to hear this as well.
Welcome
to Louisville. We're over here doing the Lord's work, people.
We are.
It's 99.7 DJX.
Sorry to Dr. Aaron's patients. She's staying in the car. She can't leave the jam.
Listen, if Dr. Aaron is your doctor, just understand it may be a little delayed today. It's fine.
It's going to be a little bit. A little bit. Benjamin says, well, Diana might have gotten pregnant because she has dumps like a truck. Truck.
Hey, listen.
She needs to hear the theme
obviously,
song.
Obviously, she's on her third.
She's on her third.
So she knows how it works.
She does.
How to work it. Ooh, that dress is scandalous. You know I never can handle it. I think I'm singing again. She had no Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Listen, when we start Throwback Thursday, we have no idea where it will lead us, all right?
It's always a journey.
It is a bit of a journey, for sure. Ashley rolls in. Need a song for Caitlin, single ladies. Aww.
Oh.
What's going on there, huh?
I'm not sure. Either we're newly single, or... Uh-huh.
Or she's...
We're trying to convince someone to put a ring on it.
Okay. All right.
One
Either
two
way.
Directions.
All right. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EGX. No, we don't play the entire song because Logan from Charlestown has to roll in and wreck it. Sorry, I didn't mean to throw you under the bus, Logan. It's actually us. We're the ones who wreck it.
Absolutely.
But he just wanted to hear Fall Out Boy Sugar We're Going Down, and, you know, we can't let the song play out all the way through. Otherwise, there wouldn't be time.
We wouldn't have time for Logan.
There wouldn't be time for Logan. We got to get Logan in there.
By the way, Todd is single and sending Caitlin his number. Just in case.
What is happening on this show today? All right, Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Listen, I am going to mention Tony from St. Matthews because he was relentless and he literally did what you said. And he was...
Keep texting until
he kept texting
going to the top of the line.
And texting.
Texting and texting and texting.
And texting.
All the texting.
And texting. He says, Kelly, Peaches is going to be mad.
Peaches is going to be mad that we didn't play the song he wants to hear.
Peaches, your dog?
Peaches, my dog. I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh. Oh, I like that. It's not Tony's song. It's not Tony's song at all.
Oh, it's not?
It's not Tony's song at all.
Right.
But I dig it.
But he did write that, didn't he?
He did.
He did. So he technically did. It is.
Okay. He wanted to hear Who Let the Dogs Out.
Sorry, that's not gonna. That no, that's not gonna make.
Near.
No, that's okay. Not gonna make the cut.
Got my peaches out in Georgia.
All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX. All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
Was that even legal?
Well, I cut it off before we could tell. No, it's 2021. It's not.
Oh no!
I did that
you
as
broke
a.
The rules I didn't. Just to make a statement.
I did. I broke the rules
Jesus
to make a statement.
Shane Tony from St. Matthews.
I broke a rule to make a statement.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shoot.
By the way, favorite Brad, we love you. We see you. Michelle didn't get your song either. Neither Missy. Nope. Sorry, Tish. Sorry.
Yeah, look.
We see all of you.
I was going to say, we have a lot of requests.
Natalie,
we
Stephanie.
Get a lot of them every single week. We appreciate you listening every single week.
Jen wanted the Third Eye Blind. Didn't even get to that.
No, didn't even get to Third Eye Blind.
Such a long list.
Are they at... Bourbon and Beyond?
I feel like they are.
I feel like they are, too.
All right. So you can go so, and so hear
go,
it then.
You can go request that from
September.
You can go request in September, all right? There you go. Throwback Thursday every Thursday here, brought to you by Once Upon a Child. You want some fun when you're on a break sometime today? Head over to our Facebook page, at Ben and Kelly Show, and read and listen to some of the comments on what your dog has eaten that it shouldn't have.
It's much.
It's 99.7 DJX.
It's limitless.
Tiffany, a rope toy. I only found out when she was going to the bathroom.
Oh! Yeah, a lot of times that's where the discovery is made. Like, you have no idea, not even aware until it appears.
Listen to this.
In the yard.
Elizabeth said, my mom's dog, a couple years ago, had a dachshund. You know what dachshunds are, right? They're
sure.
Like the wiener dogs.
Yes.
Got up on the kitchen table somehow. She had put her earrings on the table before she went to bed, and it ate her topaz earrings.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
A few days later, we're walking around outside with gloves and shovels trying to see if we could retrieve them. LOL.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Hannah said the new plants that we spent $200 on. The dog's like, I like that. I like that. Oh, yes, I like that a lot.
Tasty.
Beth said her dog, Becky... Wait, hang on a second. Our dog, Becky? That is hysterical.
I love you, a dog named Becky.
Ate a hairbrush.
Oh, gosh.
She earned herself an inappropriate eater sticker at the vet, LOL.
Inappropriate eater sticker? I did not know they had those. Oh, that is great. That is fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. Jessica, several sets of my bamboo knitting needles.
Oh, that can't be good.
Yeah, and again, with the houseplants.
Oh, wow. Oh, Celeste just says all of it.
Just
ate all of it. I don't know what that means, but
yeah,
everything in the house.
Either.
Wow.
A 20-pound dog ate a block of Velveeta cheese.
Oh.
A listener, Kelly, posted that. Holy cow. You know those Velveeta cheese bricks, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of
cheese.
Yeah,
it's a lot of cheese. The underwear is a big one.
Yeah.
Eaten underwear. Thank you, Stephanie. Oh my gosh. Oh. She sent a picture of, she's like, it's the white dog. And it's just a white dog, like laying on the bed with his black dog buddy there.
Oh, boy. Oh my gosh. Oh,
shoot.
That's a lot.
It's,
Wendy says a squeaky pig, can koozie, socks, eye drops, bottle cap, paper towels.
Oh my
gosh. My son's hearing aids, what Jennifer said.
No. Those are expensive, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, these stories of the things your dog has eaten, like Angela said, Hot Dog Charlie is the name of her dog.
Hot Dog Charlie?
Likes to eat rubber bands and ponytails.
Oh, no.
He passed an entire bundle of red rubber bands.
Oh, my stomach hurts.
You know, and I was talking about how my dog is a sneaky food thief. Like, he ate an entire homemade Sicilian pizza by himself.
Oh, my gosh.
Like literally, my wife walks in and she goes, did you put away the pizza that we had on the counter?
No.
And I was like, no. She's like, it's gone. and you know how some dogs you can tell because there's scraps around or there's a mess or there's grease or
Does
whatever.
He look guilty?
There is absolutely nothing. It's like he inhaled it. So wherever literally, I'm starting to look at him and say, "Did you eat my kitchen knife?" He didn't, obviously, but
I feel like that would have. You would have seen signs.
Same would have seen signs.
But does he look guilty? Because our dog, Peaches, she's always the culprit. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we go over and after she's done something, she's hunkering down.
Yeah.
Like, we're not even aware of it yet, and she's hunkering down.
Here's the
like,
thing.
She knows.
He does, he is proud of himself.
Oh, so he's not hunkering down like,
does
I'm
not
sorry, I did
have,
something bad.
No.
Okay.
My dog does not have humility.
Okay.
And Dougal will just sit there and go, I did it.
Probably do it again.
Probably
in about an hour. I'll
probably
do
it again, too.
Down, I'm going to find something else to do that you don't
like. Find something else to do. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. All right, this is setting the bar, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do, typically, or something we hope doesn't happen to you.
Look, it's a Sue Happy world, right?
Sure.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without slipping on dog pee, causing you to sue the ballpark for damages, you're doing okay.
Okay.
Okay, so Luann went to a Bark in the Park event where there were dogs at the Miami Marlins baseball game.
Okay, so with that many dogs... You have to know that there's going to be some bathroom that happens.
Look, I don't want to sit here and minimize what may have actually been an injury for her, but...
But maybe she should have watched where she was walking?
So she's asking, she's suing for
$50,000. $50,000. What was her injury?
For pain and suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Pain and suffering.
Oh, so we don't know specifically
the report
or the
didn't
suffering
say
that came from it.
No, but apparently she maintains that she slipped in an area where dogs shouldn't have been.
Oh, okay.
So,
but it's a Bark in the Park.
It is a Bark in the Park event. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Again. All right.
So
you should have contained all the bathroom somewhere else.
I get. Being a dog owner, you need to be responsible.
Sure.
And you need to clean up after your dog.
Yes.
Sometimes you don't know they go, especially if it's a quick little tinkle. Or...
Methinks that she's just... This might be more of a bruised ego?
Maybe. Because
gross, yes. No one wants to fall in dog pee.
No.
No.
And, you know, you're just falling down.
Right.
It's not like you're falling downstairs.
Right.
It's not like you're falling off a cliff.
And again, we don't know the extent of the injury.
No, we don't. Exactly. I don't want to minimize that.
Right.
Because it could have, maybe she twisted her ankle.
Right.
Maybe she broke her ankle or her leg or bruised a hip.
So now does this mean that like anyone that's considering having an event like this is going to have to make everyone sign a liability waiver?
I think you're already
walking in on your own risk and you can't sue us.
You know, when the Louisville Bats do this, because they've done these Bark in the Parks before, they're
sure.
fun. You bring your dog and all that stuff. I feel like they already have that sort of waiver where you sign and it's like...
Or maybe it's even on the ticket. You don't realize it's on the ticket.
Well, yeah, the ticket already maintains that it's like, hey, if you get hit with any like fly balls or anything, you're going to sue us.
Yes.
But yeah, the same may be the case for this. Maybe the Marlins didn't do it. I don't know. But anyways, she's looking for $50,000 for pain and suffering.
We'll let you know if she gets it.
Yeah. There you go. A little setting the bar story. Again, don't want to minimize anything that she's going through, but I feel like this could be a bit of a stretch. We'll see.
Yeah, she should have assumed like... There could be that possibility
risk.
At an event like that.
That risk. Anyways, there you go. That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. As the big game is upon us this weekend, I don't know. Are you doing anything food wise? Have you thought that far in advance?
Because we've got like a cheer competition on Saturday, and that's kind of where my head's at. We have basketball games. I even thought about Sunday. Like it's not even on my radar yet.
Okay.
We have things going on.
What about you?
Are you planning out a meal? Are you planning out dips?
I'm sorry for Michael.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry for Michael.
He'll figure it out.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think we typically do several like appetizer-y sort of things,
wings, like
wings and sliders dips. And dips and mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Do you get together with like, you know, your brother-in-law?
No, typically we just have it at our house and, you know, my daughters will come over and stuff like that. But that's about it. The number one food in Kentucky and Indiana is the buffalo wing. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't do the buffalo. I'll do barbecue.
Yeah.
I like barbecue wings.
Sure. I get it. By the way, if you're watching the Puppy Bowl beforehand, there's a couple dogs that are representing Kentucky on the Puppy Bowl.
Yeah, the Kentucky Humane Society.
Yeah.
Colonel and Julep.
Yep. Both of them are KHS dogs. So
yep, you can see that, kind of get a little preview at WDJX.com. They look so cute.
Speaking of dogs, we went round and round several different segments on the things your dog ate that he shouldn't have.
It is mind-blowing.
Yes.
Like, there really are no limits.
Dogs are gonna dog.
They're gonna dog. They don't. It is shocking that they will eat all of the, like, we had wrenches, remote controls.
Yep.
I mean, like, there are just no
rocks.
Limits. And yet, my dogs will be picky about not eating certain medicines.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You have to hide like, them in marshmallows.
I don't want that.
Or
no.
Cheese.
No.
But you'll eat everything else, including deer poo.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
There you go.
That makes zero sense.
Well, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do.
They'll eat a staple, but they don't want to eat.
Right.
The heartworm pill.
No. Why would they?
Why would they?
So, yeah, if you want to hear that segment, and you can actually see it on Facebook, too, at Ben and Kelly Show. But, yeah, WDJX.com, tap listen.
They're all 20 out of 10 on a good pupper scale, though.
Yeah, for sure. They're just trying to be their best boys.
Absolutely.
That's all they're trying to do. That and a bunch of other stuff on the website. Anything else?
That's it.
All right, guys. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.